Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast, Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts, and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed, where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much for making your way to this episode, for checking out the series. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button. We do new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you get three a week to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. So hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date. Find us at all the major spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, Podchaser, wherever you like to get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with Ricky Bird. So he, formerly, I guess, of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the original guitarist for the Blackhearts, he's been solo since the early 90s when he became sober. That's part of the story here, because the last couple years, he's become what he calls a recovery troubadour. His latest record is called Sobering Times. I like it because, of course, it's a title that works, not only because of what he's gone through in his own life, but 2020, as we've all had to go through, it's very sobering times. Ricky's going to tell us about playing for recovery music groups, but still keeping the music rough and tumble, as he says. Greasy rock and roll, I believe, is a line from this interview that I really do love. We'll discuss addiction and mental health today versus the 80s as he was becoming sober. There is still a taboo, still a stigma out there, but it is much more in the conversation than ever. So I definitely want to hear his take on that. And, you know, the importance of doing a fun record with a message, showing people that they're not alone, and making some great rock and roll while he's at it. So let's get into it. Talking about the record Sobering Times, it's Kyle Meredith with Ricky Bird.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, man. It's great to talk to you. First, man, I got to compliment you. This record, Sobering Times, what a hell of a great listen right here. I mean, a classic-sounding album all the way through. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love hearing that. That's good. We worked hard on it, man. It took us, like, well, I mean, studio days, it was probably 2.5 months, but it took us over 2 years to, like, get it all together because of scheduling. So I'm glad to hear people are getting what I put into it and getting the message that I put in.
So do we look at this, I don't know if you kind of treat your albums this way, but do you see this as sort of the sequel to Clean Getaway?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm certainly getting better at writing these songs, this kind of song. If you want to be even more to the point of how this happened, it's like, I finished Clean Getaway, and then what happens to me is I finish a record and I don't even look at my guitar for like a couple of weeks. It's like it's sitting there on a, I'm looking at it right now sitting on a stand. It's like, nah, I got nothing. And then I pick it up and I start, you know, screwing around with it, and something comes, something's like passed down from somewhere, and I start playing and I come up with a new song, and it's, and it, naturally I started writing another song about this lifestyle and changing it. And it also part of that is because what I do before this pandemic hit is I go around the country to, and to treatment facilities, high schools, you know, juvenile detention centers, any place that'll have me, you know. And I do these recovery music groups, and I kind of just bring my acoustic, and I, you know, I kind of became a recovery troubadour, I guess. So that's why I'm still in this mode of writing these kinds of songs, because, I mean, if people didn't get anything out of them, I'd probably be onto something, doing blues songs at this point. But I'm getting such a great reaction from people in and out of recovery that, that the message is affecting them and it's helping them, you know, and the fact that I kind of wrap it up with some loud rock and roll, I think is ear-pleasing to people. I mean, I do not preach. There's no preaching allowed on these records. It's just about throwing the cards on the table, and hopefully somebody hears something that they may need to hear.
Well, I think it does say something a lot about your talents, too. I mean, and your sincerity, because it would be very easy, you know, as some songs have been written like this, to be a little bit cheesy or preachy, as you say, and that's not the case here.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to hit, you know, firing on all cylinders every single time when you're revolving around one subject. I mean, how tricky is that for you as a songwriter?
Well, I mean, I do work hard on the non-cheesy aspect of it. But I think because the music is so rough and tumble on a lot of the songs on this record, that it kind of clarifies this is not a cheesy record. Not that there's anything wrong with cheesy records. It's just not what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, the message is the message. It's just the way I present it, I think, that makes it a little bit different. I at this point, like, maybe for Clean Getaway, I had a focus to make sure the songs spoke to this message without being preachy or hokey or something like that. But I think now I kind of got this down a little bit, and I know how to write it. Because what I do is I play the songs first with my acoustic guitar in a treatment setting, and I could tell from the reaction of the clients that are sitting in front of me whether I'm onto something or I'm not onto something, or, you know, or I'm hitting the wrong message, or it's not affecting them, or I'm not getting through. So I put that song aside and I try another one. You know, for example, the song Just Like You, which is the final song on the record, I love to end with a ballad like I did on Clean Getaway, and there's a, I wrote that song Just Like You because I was sitting in front of these people doing these treatment facility gigs, and I said to myself, well, you know, I got 3 decades in recovery. I wonder if any of these people are like, oh, he doesn't know how I feel. Like, what does he know? It's been so long. So I wrote this song called Just Like You that goes through the different stages of recovery, really. And every time I play it, A, I get kind of chills and maybe a little teary-eyed when I sing, especially the last verse. And I could see the faces of the people sitting in front of me. They get it. So when I get that kind of reaction, I know I'm on the right track, and I just follow my instincts at this point. I don't know what the next, if I do another record, I don't know what the heck. I could do a blues record. I don't know. But right now I'm like in this cool mode, and I seems like I'm helping people. So, you know, I'm going to stick with it.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, one of the most important parts, you know, the things that any artist can do too. And, you know, I'll bring up that, you know, you talk about 3 decades, you know, being sober, mental health and addiction is much more the part of the conversation today than I feel like it's ever been. Are you sensing that out there as well? Because for it used to be, quote, part of the rock lifestyle and a little bit taboo to talk about, but it's definitely in the popular conversation, I feel like, finally.
Well, I mean, from what I know from statistics, there's about 25 million people in recovery in this country alone. All kinds of recovery. It's not only 12-step stuff. It's like there's a bunch of stuff out there. But and there's probably about the same amount of people that are struggling. So there are a lot of people hurting. A lot of people don't. They keep it a secret. You know, they hurt in silence. I think, yeah, it's certainly more of a public. The problem is there's still a big stigma about it. Why, I don't know. But I think it's getting better all the time. And I think it's important to talk about, because there's a lot of help out there now. So I guess in answer to your question is, the good thing about it is there's so much help out there. Like, I remember when I first got it in 87, it was September 87, there was like a handful of treatment facilities. Now, I didn't go to treatment. I just started going to like community support group meetings. And for me, that took, you know. But now there's treatment facilities all over the country of all different types. Now, are all of them great? I probably not, but I think that the vast majority are really great and helpful, and there's a lot of people that are getting it, and there's still a lot of people that are not getting it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are dying. I think this, before this pandemic, I think there was maybe 130 or so, 140 people a day dying from opioids alone, and that, you know, alcohol is a whole other statistic. I think that's like 88,000 people a year or something, you know, alcohol-related deaths. So that could be car crashes, heart disease, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I think it's an important topic. I think a lot of people suffer in silence, which is needless at this point. And my gig as a you know, this guy that's a rock and roller, but also found the solution, is to say, hey, man, you know, I get it. It's okay. You're not alone. So, like, reach out for help. There's plenty of it out there. You know, we're there for you. But people have to reach out first. So hopefully a record like this, people listen to it and say, oh, wow, man, I feel like that too. It's like, yeah, I went through that. And it'll give people a little kick maybe to reach out for help. That's what my job is. But, you know, let's not forget, my job is also to play some, you know, greasy rock and roll. So hopefully I did both on this record.
That's what I was going to say. You make it the message a whole lot of fun. I mean, there's been a ton of drinking songs throughout the year, and the way you approach it with the flip, even covering Merle Haggard's The Bottle Let Me Down, and kind of the way you give that, you do it so well. And again, Ricky, Sobering Times is an important message, but it's also a really, really fun record. So thank you for what you're doing.
Yay. You couldn't have said anything better. That's what I want people to hear. It's a fun record, but it's got a message that can be serious at times, but there is a solution. And where do people buy this record? They buy it at RickyBird.com. I can sign copies, and we're going to do a distribution deal like in the next couple of days. We kind of did this backwards, but in the next couple of months, it'll be up on all the usual suspects like Apple and Amazon and all the others. But right now, you could go to RickyBird.com. I'm literally taking bags of packages of CDs to the post office every couple of days, which is really cool. It's like grassroots rock and roll, and I'm kind of loving this, signing them and sending them.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it all, Ricky. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
I appreciate you talking to me. Have a great day, man.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
My thanks, Ricky Bird. Again, it's Sobering Times. As he said, head to the website to pick up your own copy right now. Thanks to Ricky. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. Please, before you leave, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. Again, 3 times a week, a brand new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, wherever you like to get podcasts from. That does include iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as well. After that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's a Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all 3 at Kyle Meredith. Please like and follow along there as well. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, I'm Jen, and I love horror movies.
I'm Mikey. I'm dead inside, and I also love horror movies.
And we really like to torture our friend Todd because he hates horror movies.
That I do. And that's why they call me the horror virgin.
That's the only reason we call him that.
I'm not. No other reasons at all.
None at all. Whatever. So
every week, we take him through the encyclopedia of horror, the good, the bad, the ridiculously Jack Frosts.
And then we make fun of it more or or less.
Or explain it's deceptive feminism.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my thing.
And I'm the funny one. Our episodes drop on Monday, so check us out.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.